discussed with you the birth of the movement of Hasidus and its popularity, its spread throughout Eastern Europe, and the fact that it eventually became the majority in terms of observant Torah Jews in Eastern Europe. I also mentioned to you the fact that the Hasidim had opponents. The opponents were called Misnagdim, which means an opponent, someone who was against, and that their strongest and greatest opponent was the Gaon of Vilna. And so tonight I want to speak to you about the Gaon of Vilna. The Gaon of Vilna, like all other great personages in Jewish history, is really worthy of a great deal of time and study. He was one of the most unusual personalities that the Jewish people have had in their long history. He was born in 1720 and he died in 1798. So his lifetime spans most of the 18th century. And he is the father of many of the coming changes in Jewish life, yet he is the protector of Jewish tradition, and he is the one who, more than anyone else, did not allow the Hasidim to fall into excesses which would have driven them eventually out of the mainstream of Jewish life. He was born in Vilna. Vilna today is in Russia. Vilna before the Second World War was in Poland. But Vilna is known as the capital of Lithuania, even though the official capital was Kovna, Kaunas. And among the Jews it was known as Yerushalayim Dalita, the Jerusalem of Lithuania, because it had always had a reputation for scholarship, for Torah, for intellect, for great people. And the Gaon was the crown of Vilna. In fact, after the death of the Gaon, they never again took anyone officially in the position of being a Rav. After the death of the Gaon, then the leader of the Jewish community in Vilna was the Dayan, the judge, but no one would claim to be the rabbi of Vilna after the Gaon had passed away. The Gaon of Vilna is someone about whom so many legends are told that his life, it's hard to distinguish the legend from the fact. But that he was a genius as almost no other genius that the Jewish people had is apparent. And as a young child, his fame already spread as being a prodigy of note. By the time the Gaon was in his early 20s, he was already very well known, and he was the acknowledged scholar of the Jewish people, to such an extent that when you say the Gaon, there's only one man you mean. That's the Gaon of Vilna. His disciple, Reb Chaim Volozhin, in order to characterize for us that we should have some idea of what the Gaon was. So first of all, he said that the Gaon was Ulai Karamban. The Gaon was perhaps on the same level as the Ramban had been, as Nachmanides. In other words, the Gaon's greatness spanned 500 years. He was a throwback 500 years in Torah. And then perhaps even more clearly to characterize it, his disciple Reb Chaim said that I know the Babylonian Talmud the way a Jew knows Ashrei. There are Jews that know Ashrei. You know, once you get them started, Ashrei is because it goes in alphabetical order and we say it three times a day. So Ashrei is the prayer that